Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Disappointment for the red side of Merseyside. Of course, defeat in the Europa League final. Let's get some more reaction with Mr. Ian St. John. Morning, Saints.
Good morning, or is it a good morning?
Oh, I don't know. How are you feeling about the game now?
Well, it takes a bit of getting over because, you know, I was down in the Shankly Hotel and Chris Lawler, Ian Callaghan, place packed with fans. Everybody, you know, kitted out with their gear on and colours and all, and singing and, you know, the atmosphere was just fantastic. And we'll go one up and, you know, the world's a great place. Mm. And then, unfortunately, half time arrived and we never came out after the second half. We just never. We were a completely different team in the second half to how we'd played in the first. How can you explain that? I don't know how to explain it, to tell you the truth, Steve.
Overconfidence, Saint?
That would be a terrible thing if it was overconfident. We were playing well enough to be confident, you know, but to be overconfident, surely to goodness I never came out thinking it was all over. You know, I mean, in football we know that. I mean, things change half by half, they change minute by minute. But, I mean... We'll all talk about it now. We'll all be searching for the reason, if there was a reason. But to tell you the truth, if we find out, fine. But maybe the manager can tell us.
It's only now, perhaps, you really think of the magnitude of not winning that game. I mean, I think a lot of the fans were overconfident. I don't know about the players. I think the fans were overconfident. But now you're thinking, wow, no Champions League football next season.
Well, this is, that all comes to you at the end of the game. You go, what a disappointment. And then things like that, you go, oh, and there's no Champions League next year. You know, it was a big carrot, wasn't it, for Liverpool last night? Oh, what happened in that second half? The players, and in fact, in the whole game, there were certain players never showed up. Little Coutinho, who we know is a talented little player now, he hardly kicked a ball.
Mm.
I mean, what did Coutinho do? Did you see him do anything?
No, the games that really matter, that's where you want the people who you build as your real star performers to be at the centre of it all. Again, the first half wasn't involved, and I'd say the same for Daniel Sturridge in the second half.
Well, that's when he disappeared. And what a goal he scored, I mean, magnificent goal. So you're expecting another one from him. He would probably say, well, I never got any service. And that could be, you know, one reason, fair enough. But the good players, the ones that we expect to play just in that second, well, I continue the whole game. I mean, that little fella is a quality player. He's one that we rely on. He can do things that other people can't do. And just never performed. I mean, Big Chan in midfield is another one that, he didn't have a great game either. Maybe the engine room there. The engine room never, in the second half, we never commanded the game at all. We never got into the game, kept the ball. You know, we just, you know, we're all over the place.
I think it's arguable to say that maybe even Kolo Touré was Liverpool's best player. Now, if that is the case, that's probably not the best for a European final.
Well, that big fella, I mean, he was putting his body on the line, wasn't he? I mean, He was in there tackling, he's not been a regular player and probably wouldn't be a regular player week in, week out. But on the night, you know, he was, without a doubt, yes, played his heart out in the game. So again, it's the good players, the ones with that little bit of X or something, you expect them to do it to win your games and that. They never performed. And Moreno, I've always said about Moreno, he's not a player that I would, put in the team. Mm. And I think he was culpable in those early stages. So, in the second half. But
not just him, was it? I mean, I think experience plays a big part here. We mentioned Kolo. He's had experience of a Champions League final. He's been there. Not many of the Liverpool players have been in that sort of environment before. But, of course, the Sevilla players, you know, we're talking about a third season in a row in which they've been in a final.
Yeah, although not all of them played in the three finals.
No.
But they came out in the second half and obviously made some tactical changes, maybe in the halftime break. But they came out and they were playing with far more assurance, knocking the ball around, better movement. But the goals, that first goal, I mean, before Liverpool's even hardly got lined up and they're a goal down in the second half. I mean, that goal was just incredible. You know, down Moreno's side and the guy knocks it through his legs and run down, cut it back, thanks very much. You know, there we go, 1-1. And that was a terrible blow for the team because, you know, if we had been able to sort of settle into a second half, you know, maybe even under a bit of pressure, but at least settled and didn't lose a goal, then it might have been different. But bang, within the first minute, we've, you know, back on level terms again. So that was the goal. That was the goal that actually finished us.
That changed it. And isn't football a funny thing? As soon as you concede a goal, how things can change quickly. You don't win any second balls. Every pass they make goes to their player. You know, you might fight harder, but you still can't win the possession back.
That's called the breaks in the game, isn't it? We always talk about you get the breaks, you don't get the breaks. And once they got a head of steam up there after that first goal, I'm afraid all the breaks went their way. I remember turning to Ian Callaghan and saying to him, we're not getting a break now. And that's exactly what happened. So we'll just have to swallow it. What I think it might have done, in a way, it might confirm what Jurgen Klopp have been thinking about certain players in the team. Now, obviously, he's not going to say anything, or he wouldn't say anything between a month or two ago, right up to now, the end of the season. But he'll have made his mind up now, I think. That would make his mind up on certain players. And I think he'll be thinking, I need this, I need that, and bump. And I think he'll be a busy man in the close season.
Yeah, a fair bit of work to do. Look, everyone sort of pinned their hopes on Jurgen, haven't they? Especially towards the back end of the season. It's not been so much about individual players. You know, maybe a few years ago, we'd have been pinning our hopes on Steven Gerrard, not the manager. But it's all been about the manager. Now, you clearly worked under Shanks, and you saw how a manager transformed a football club. Do you get any sense that this man is doing? He's not going to be the same as Shanks, of course he isn't. But you know, is he transforming the football club?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But if you go back to my boss's career when he went to Liverpool, he brought in players and cleared players out, and he did that after a season. He had a look at what he had, and then he cleared out, and then he brought players in. And I was one of the players that come in, along with Ronnie Yates and Peter Thompson and Willie Stevenson. And a few boys brought in from the reserves who weren't being used before, you know, in Gallagher and Chris Lawler. So there was a big change. And we had, like, swept through the second division to be back in the big time. But he knew he had to strengthen the team. And you have to get players out and players in. And I think the manager doesn't score your goals.
No.
Manager doesn't block one on the line, you know, to save your goal. The manager picks players that can do that for him. And I think that this is now, Jurgen Klopp said, look at the staff there. He didn't buy the players. So he will then, I think, say, right, I need this, this, and this, and so-and-so, you'll all be out. Whatever, and we'll have a new team for the lineup from the start of the season.
Yeah, he'll be judged over the next couple of years with his players that he brings in.
That's correct.
It surprised me that this is the fifth consecutive final that he's lost.
Has he?
Yeah.
Has he? No, I didn't know that.
No, that is an interesting stat, isn't it? Because whatever you say, that will slightly play on his mind in some ways. I'm sure even heading into last night, he was probably thinking, right, four without a win, must be my turn.
Yeah. Well, he'll be thinking, it's his fault. What am I doing wrong? Or maybe again, I don't know the teams he's had, and you know, I don't know about his past history and what's happened there. But that is, oh, blimey, you don't want that in your CV,
no,
do you?
No, you don't even want to think about it. Say, look, I was with Phil Neal at Anfield last night, and you said you were obviously at the Shankly Hotel with Callie and Ron and some of the others. When it got to full time, me and Phil looked at each other and said, well, there's not really much we can say to the audience now. I don't know what it was like for you at the very
nothing
end, but
you can say.
What you know, we were on stage for about a minute and a half after that full time whistle.
Well, we did even less than that. I said to I said, look, we can't go on now. We can't get up there and start talking about the game. Everybody was just
deflated.
Totally deflated. You know, from going down there full of optimism. Yes, we're going to win another European trophy, and you know, and Jürgen's going to lead us to. And then that, what do you say to people? They've just got their, you know, their own disappointments, and that's it.
Yeah.
Go home crying, I suppose.
Oh, right. Well, let's hope you can send Snods home crying on Saturday with the final battle of the Mersey.
Oh, well, you know, that's one victory, but I'm sure he's going to be gentle with us when we talk about the game.
Say, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
That's the legendary Mr. Ian St. John. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.